You're listening to the In Demand podcast.
The podcast.
Don't forget to follow In Demand on Facebook. Facebook.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. And tonight, Gary from Snow Patrol is
Hello.
With us. Hi.
Okay?
That sounded like the clapping at one of our first shows.
How's it feeling? Is it like putting on your favourite pair of jeans working together again, I'm sure?
Absolutely. A very, very cumbersome pair of jeans with five legs. But it's been a joy making this record. It's been hard. It's been hard sometimes because I've had some writer's block and I've had some various mental problems. But aside from that, it's been amazing. We've really went through something making this record that sort of galvanized us as a band.
What are these mental issues, sir?
Oh, these are just recurring mental issues that I've had since childhood.
Okay.
There's nothing. Maybe I just need to go back on my medication, I think. it's a more challenging record for me to have written. I think that's probably why it took me so long to actually finish writing it, but when I did, I felt extraordinarily satisfied, I'll tell you.
That's
Have you
good.
Got Lissy on the album? Is that
we
true?
Do.
Oh, we love Lissy.
Because she's a proper California girl, isn't
yeah.
she?
She is from Ojai, California, and she is a proper Californian, yeah.
She came in to see us once, and she just sat here in a bikini.
Yeah, she was sat here in a bikini with like a little vest top over the top, yeah. And she'd been out the front. And it was a sunny day, waiting like for everything to get going. And she'd just been sunbathing on the grass outside the station.
It looked like someone had just plucked her out of California and just put her into our lives.
Absolutely, yeah. Take sunshine where you can get it over here, I guess. She's a joy. She's a joy to be around. She came in for the day and did like five songs, four of which are on this album and one of which will be on the next one. So we recorded two albums at the same time as well, which is why it took a little longer.
Wow.
So the last song on this album is going to be called Broken Bottles Form a Star Prelude, and that'll be the first song on the second album is the way that I would like to do it. But
wow,
you know, I'm telling you that as an exclusive because I haven't said that in an interview yet.
Let's talk about the single Called Out in the Dark. We absolutely love it. And is it still as an EP now? So you've got the
it's
other three
coming
songs
as an
on
EP,
there.
Yeah.
We love the video for it. It's hilarious.
Thank you.
And you have to act a bit and dance a bit. Was that a bit kind of weird for you?
Well, it's the first time I did either. It wasn't hard because it's not as if I did anything challenging, you know, but it was daunting for me, you know. I didn't sleep much the night before because I was slightly worried that I would just hold everything up by being terrible all the time. But a friend of mine directed it, Brett Simon, who's amazing, and Jack Davenport and Tara Summers, who are in the video as well, are friends of mine. So they're actors and actresses. So they made me feel very comfortable, and they gave me some tips. And when I was sort of having moments of "Oh my God, I can't do this," they were very supportive. So it was a very good first try at it, I think.
You You're know, throwing some shapes in
around.
It as yeah. well. You
I do
moves.
Some dance, yeah, but yeah. Noemi LaFrance, who is Feist's choreographer, who did 1, 2, 3, 4 and My Moon, My Man, those videos, which are amazing, I got her in to do the choreography, and she insisted that I dance as well, so it's her fault.
I thought you were quite good, actually.
Like you're very kind.
You sound
you're
like
a very good liar.
You sound like you're one of the people, right? Who, if you're out at a club, you stand in the corner and just watch everyone else dance, and you tap your feet together. But actually, secretly, you can bust some moves. I think you've got good rhythm, Gary Lightbody. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, well that's great. Thank you very much. But I'm the guy first on the dance floor doing the craziest shapes on earth, and none of them are in time. So up until this point, I've not had any rhythm.
Gary, thanks very much for your
Thank
time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice
Can
to speak to you both.
Introduce you Snow Patrol's brand new song, and we will play it on In Demand
yes.
now.
This is Snow Patrol with Called Out in the Dark.
You're listening to In Demand. Discover In Demand online. There's always a chance to win. InDemand.fm.
Hello.
Hi, Leona. It's Alex and Lucy.
Hi. How are you?
All You're right.
Good. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
So, are you in LA at the moment?
I am, yes.
Wow. Are you in your house?
No, I'm actually in my car.
Oh, we're kind of gutted because the last time we were on the phone to you was in your house in London and you were watching Corrie.
Yes.
So we were thinking, oh, it's going to be like celebrity houses again and we'll hook up with the owner in LA.
In my house.
So where are you driving in LA at this moment in time?
I'm just driving in Burbank.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
The girl from Hackney done good, ain't she?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the new single because we absolutely love it and it's kind of a new sound for you.
Yeah, it's definitely a bit different. And I thought it was a good one for the summer.
But it has not been without its drama, Diana. Let's be honest.
Oh, there's always drama, isn't there?
There's always drama.
It's fun without any drama.
Exactly. Is it all settled and sorted now?
Yeah, everything is all good and just getting back to enjoying the music.
Because it was a bit of a miscommunication, wasn't it, between record companies and people and stuff? And
well, the track was sent out and my friend, actually, Autumn Rowe, had written a song over it and I heard it and I just thought it was amazing. And, you know, even when you take the music away from it, it's such a good song that stands alone if you do it with a piano, just acoustically. And I just thought when the beat and everything was on it, it just sounded really euphoric.
Okay, so let's talk about maybe the album title. Have you decided what you're going to call it yet?
The album's called Glass Hearts.
Why did you come up with that name?
Well, me and Ryan were writing in Denver and we wrote a song called Glass Heart.
Okay.
I thought it was definitely just such a good imagery when you think of it, and it really represents the album as a body of work. So.
Okay, and when are we going to get you back in the UK? Are you going to be appearing on X Factor?
I'm here for a week just finishing off bits and bobs. And then I come back home on Sunday.
Oh, what's the first thing you're going to do when you get home?
I'm going to see my dog and, just spend some time with my family.
We definitely need to get you, I think, at some point on the X Factor this year. Are you up for that?
Yeah, oh, definitely. I can't wait. And I can't wait to... I haven't seen any of it yet, so we'll see how the new judges are doing.
Well, they're doing all right, actually.
They're really good. Do you know who's been a joy to watch so far? All of them have, to be honest. But Kelly Rowland is brilliant.
She's good, right?
Yeah. She's so funny, and she calls everyone mama. She's like, you go, girl! And she does all this, like, baby boo.
Oh, that's so cool.
How's has Simon invited you to any of the X Factor stuff in the US yet? Have you managed to get down to any of that?
Yeah.
Well, he's invited me to come and perform on the show, so that'll be a big deal, I think, for me.
Yeah, that'll be huge. Leona, enjoy your afternoon off. Thanks very much for chatting to us.
Cheers. Oh, thank you guys for having me.
And come back and see us very soon. The song is out on September 4th. Can you introduce your brand new song for us now?
Yeah,
I'm Leona Lewis, and this is my new song, Collide.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight we are very proud to welcome to In Demand Towers, Melanie C.
Yay!
Hello!
It's so funny on radio, I always clap for myself.
Oh, we clap everybody.
It's kind of weird, isn't it? But it's just to make it sound at home like people are really happy I'm here.
Well, we are very
happy. We're happy you're here.
Yeah. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, we've been so excited since booking you in.
Loves Melanie.
Spazzing out a little bit, the pair of us.
He has
more
the most.
More so than Lucy.
Oh no, it's great to be back.
So new album, new single.
Yep.
And it's a rocker. It's a belter, in fact.
It's
a love it.
Do you know what? I've been getting great reactions and I'm so pleased because I love it. And the whole album, really, we've been doing these little clips on my website. And you know now with Twitter and everything, you've got this access to all, you know, your fans and lots of listeners. And people are just saying great things. And I do believe the album is brilliant. So I'm really pleased people are liking what they hear.
Did you feel that way about Northern Star as well? Because that was such a huge success.
Yeah, absolutely.
It kind of marked your card as the credible Spice Girl. Do you know what I mean? You were the one who, everyone had their own successes, but you were the one who got the most, I'd say, applause from the critics and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think with Northern Star, it was such an incredible time because, you know, coming straight from the Spice Girls, I mean, I was still working with the girls at the time, we'd had such incredible success that there was amazing people who wanted to work with me. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, the people I would dream to work with, and they were all kind of interested in working with me. Yeah. So that is a, for, you know, for me, that will always be a very, very special album. And, you know, the quality is, you know, is superb on that record. But yeah, as exciting feelings go towards records, this one, I think, probably is the most.
Has Been a Mum changed any of your songwriting? Anything that's in there, maybe?
It's changed everything. You know, it's changed how I feel about life, how I feel about myself, how I feel towards my work. You know, having a child, it's one of the most difficult things you can do, one of the scariest things.
How old is she now? She was
2.5.
She's only 3. Oh,
yeah,
bless her.
She's very cute.
Does she look just like you?
Well, she's starting to look a bit more like me. She really looks like her dad.
Oh.
And say, but she's cute. That sounds awful. She's a little girl who looks like a, you know, 40-something.
She doesn't look like a man.
But all babies, when they come out, look like Winston Churchill.
She didn't. She looked like Mick Jagger.
Amazing.
That was the first thing I said when, like, when they put her on my chest. I was like, she looks like Mick Jagger. And she had big, because when they come out, they're all a bit puffy and her lips were massive.
Oh, all a bit swollen. That's hard. And you're like, you're telling me, love.
We're going to chat some more. If you could introduce your single for us now, we'll play it on In Demand.
Well, here's my new single. I hope you all like it. This is Think About It.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Mel C still with us tonight. Is it appropriate to call you Mel C?
Or Melanie? Melanie.
I don't want to
Which
sound...
Which do you prefer?
No,
be honest, it's
like
fine.
Thing,
Melanie
no,
C.
I prefer Melanie C, but yeah, people have just got it in their heads that that my name's Mel C.
It's part of pop culture, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Do people still call you Sporty?
Yeah, I'd rather be Sporty than Mel C.
Would you?
I've just got this thing about being called Mel C. I don't know why.
I apologise.
No, don't worry, it's fine. If it's, you know, it's I don't know why. It's a mystery. It's
now, of course, the last sort of 10 to 15 years, you've obviously carried on making music, whether it's been Spice Girls or not Spice Girls, whether it's been solo stuff. And music has changed so much dramatically. Mm. What do you think about the state of British music at the moment?
I think...
Is it in a good place or a bad place?
I think it's in a great place. You know, something that I've been talking about a lot, doing lots of interviews, is how many women
I was going to say that. Actually, yeah.
It's absolutely fantastic. I think the majority of the biggest artists in the world are females.
And British as well.
Yeah, and British, you know, with artists like Adele, Jessie J,
Florence and the Machine.
Yeah, Florence, yeah. Gosh, love Florence. Can't wait for the new album. Ellie Goulding is another favourite of mine. So, yeah, I think it's really, really healthy.
There's a lot more, artists tend to sort of tie themselves to other things like perfume and endorsements because I think they feel they have to spread out a bit just in case the music doesn't sell.
Definitely. I remember in the 90s where if your song was in an advert or if you did, you know, sometimes bands are offered corporate gigs and you kind of people look down their noses at it. But now it's very acceptable.
Left, right and centre. Yeah. Rihanna, J-Lo, all the American stars all turn up and perform for the Prince of Dubai.
Product placement's the funniest thing, though.
Oh, yeah.
That Britney video, Hold It Against Me.
Hilarious.
How weird
is
that?
And she stood there blatantly spraying her perfume and showing it to everyone. Like it doesn't care. She's brazen about it.
Do you think it was meant to be ironic?
I don't know if she gets irony. I love her, but I'm not sure she's that way inclined.
I think the director was Norwegian, the guy who shot that video.
He's an amazing.
Ray K. He actually shot my video for Yeah Yeah Yeah, if there's any listeners who know all my stuff, and Next Best Superstar. Yeah, and then he went on to do Beyonce and then Britney. So
I was surprised that he allowed all that product placement. Mind you, I guess it's not...
It pays for the video, doesn't it?
I think her management probably said, it's got to go in there, it's her new perfume.
There's probably lots of contracts and things that have to be adhered to.
If the organisers of the Olympics came to all five of you and asked you to perform at the opening ceremony, would you consider that?
I'd do it.
Yeah?
I'd definitely do it. I'm so excited about the Olympics being here in our wonderful country. You know, of course, being sporty. Oh, yeah, I'd love to be there.
Has that question been asked yet or not?
I haven't been asked. Mm. I don't know whether it's been asked to other people, but it hasn't got to me. So
I reckon everyone's waiting until Mel B has her baby. Give her a few months off and they'll be like, right, ladies. Yeah. Are you ready? You and Victoria have had your babies now. Yeah. They're talking about Girls Aloud reunion as well. You could both come together. It'd be brilliant.
I didn't even realise that they weren't together anymore.
I think
they are.
They're
but they're just...
Oh, it's one of those, isn't it? When you say, oh, yeah, we're still together. Like, no one's talking to each other.
Yeah, yeah. We haven't actually spoken to each other for months because we hate each other, but it's fine.
Are you going to tour your new album?
Yeah. Of course, yeah. I'm going to be announcing some dates soon, and I think we'll probably just do a couple of little ones before Christmas and then hopefully a more extensive tour in the new year.
Okay. Brilliant. And what's your Twitter tag?
It's Melanie C Music.
Yay! We're at Alex and Lucy, so we'll follow you. And if
okay.
you want to follow us back,
yeah,
that'd be lovely.
Yeah,
very special and exciting. Melanie C, thank you very much.
Thank you! The
podcast. Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend. Search In Demand in the iTunes store.